time now for the word of the day. Now, everyone knows by now that the word of the day is where we take a snippet of one of the sermons that I preach and we put it on the radio so you can hear a bit or a piece of it. But we also put it on our YouTube channel and we put it on our Facebook page, The Donnie McClurkin Show, and we have it on Twitter. Or you can go to DonnieTV.com. But we put it so that you can see the clip, not just hear it. But right now, for about 5 million people, I want you to hear this clip. This is the word of the day. And the word is, God's got a better plan. And the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you go up out of Egypt. And I have brought you unto the land which I swore unto your fathers. Brought you into the promised land. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. I will never break my covenant with you. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You will make no league with the inhabitants of this land, with the music of this land, with the entertainment of this land, with the politics of this land. You will make no league with the inhabitants of this land, with the Republicans of this land, with the Democrats of this land. You will make no league with the inhabitants of this land, with the Beyoncés of this land. Well, I don't hear anybody here. You will make no league. You will make no league with the inhabitants of the land. You shall throw down their altars. Throw down their altars. Not sit at the table and try to negotiate. Throw down the altars. Declare with love in your heart, but strengthen your spirit, that this is not God. This is not the will of God for man. This is not the kingdom of God. This is not the word of God. This is not the way of God. God has a better plan. Because I got to get to the point where I don't care about what people blog and tweet or Facebook or text about me. This word has got to be the word regardless of what anyone's opinion is.